RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the PM team. Only it's not Pony and Mueller. It's Starkey and intern Dom, who is on the Carl Krauser plan at Syracuse. He's currently in year 11. Honestly, what year are you in right now?
Year 4.
No way.
Yeah.
So you got an internship here when you were a freshman?
Yeah, it was after freshman year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did Pony help you do that?
Big time. I've told you that story before.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
I hate when people say that because it's an insult when all I'm trying to do is make fun conversation.
No, I'm
just
saying.
My wife said that the other day. Listen to this. Sorry, Noah. I know you're still waiting, but I'm assuming you have nothing else to do. She says something like, yes, I told you that yesterday. Didn't you know that? And I say, no, I didn't know that. That's why I asked. And here's the other thing, Dom, that you'll learn someday, is that she has every part of the house and where things are memorized to the point where it's almost an illness. And how that affects me, you ask? Go ahead and ask.
Well, Joe, how does that affect you?
Deeply and profoundly, and I'll tell you how. There were 4 letters on the kitchen counter today, 4 of them, that she wanted me to send for her, right? Mail for her in an old-fashioned mailbox. You know what a mailbox is?
I'm familiar.
Okay. So I put the, before I did this today, I put the leftovers too close to the letters, Dom, and so a little bit of sauce spilled on one of the letters. Nothing egregious, and it didn't cover up the address. It wouldn't have affected anything. However, I reacted in such a way like, oh my God, now I have to wipe that off first of all, and then put that letter underneath the others because she's going to know there's a spot on one of her letters. This is the point I've reached. And guess what happened? She realized the letters were out of order. This is what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, that's next level stuff right there.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Let's get to the Noah Constrictor. Noah Hiles, he wrote the story of the week, maybe the year, maybe the decade and the millennium. Noah Hiles, you know him from the Post-Gazette. Certainly, Derek Shelton knows him quite well. Yes, I was going to say limits. Yes, Dom, why don't we hear that? Why don't we let Shelty, in effect, introduce Noah?
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11 to nothing. It's 11 to nothing. Bednar, Holderman, both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11 to nothing. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, it's 11 to nothing.
You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting the date out there.
Those were the days, yes, Noah?
Oh, man, they were the days indeed. I miss that guy. Best of luck to Shelty in Minnesota.
I agree. Best of luck to Shelty. Listen, you've graduated from beat writing work to in-depth feature writing work, and you wrote a great story the other day, long before there was a loser Blue Wig out in Detroit. There was a man named Nathan Mallett No relation to the late, great Ryan Mallett, who used to quarterback the Ravens and other teams. Nathan Mallett was the Browns fan who ran onto the field, drunkenly ran onto the field, and James Harrison body slammed him. All these years later, I don't know what it is, Noah. It's probably 18 years later. You wrote
it's 20 exactly.
20. There you go. You wrote a story called Suplex to Sobriety, How That Viral James Harrison Tackle Changed a Fan's Life for the Better, with an unbelievable photo of James Harrison and this guy sitting at a steakhouse recently with you mediating and interviewing them. Just tremendous stuff. I want to know first, before we go into what happened when you were sitting at the table, how did you get James Harrison to do this? How did this story come together? Whose idea was it? And how did you put it together to get Harrison to go to a steakhouse and talk to this guy?
So when I was promoted into this role after baseball season, I kind of sat down and started thinking about different story ideas. And I was looking at anniversaries that could be coming up. And I know 20 years ago was the Super Bowl 40 season. So one day I sat down and watched the Super Bowl 40 championship DVD. And I was just sitting there with a notepad and a pen and just trying to find anything that stood out that was unique that maybe I could find and revisit. And they showed James Harrison slamming a man who I didn't know then, but would come to know as Nathan Mallett. And it was like a 3-second clip, but I just said, I wonder if anyone's ever followed up on that guy. Mm. So I did a little bit of digging and I found some stuff written on him. I think the latest story I found was in 2012. And it mentioned that he had just got sober, but his life still was totally different to what it is now. And it wasn't completely in depth either. And so I just felt that there was so much intrigue here. And then I looked at the calendar. And that game was played on Christmas Eve of 2005. Mm. This story was published on Christmas Eve, 2025. So yeah. I said, this is the day we have to publish this story. And I got to find a way to make it happen. And also, you know, the fact that the Steelers and Browns play just a couple days later was added incentive. So I started to track him down. I found where he was from based on, I found old news clips and it said he was from Worcester, Ohio. So I have old fraternity brothers from Worcester, and I started poking around, seeing, you know, hey, like, do you know this guy? No one knew him, but
this is the stuff right here, Noah. This is the stuff. And my friend here, intern Dom, he goes to the David Morehouse and Tim Benn School of Journalism up at Syracuse. This is old school journalism. You sit up here, fella, and you pay attention. If you have any questions, pipe in with Noah, okay?
So I found him on Facebook. I found him on Facebook, and then I found him on LinkedIn as well. And the LinkedIn profile hadn't been updated, but I found a restaurant that he had worked at, and that's how I was able to track him down on social media. And I sent him this message basically saying, look, like, it's been a long time since anyone's heard from you. No one in Pittsburgh has ever heard from you. I think you have a story that could inspire a lot of people. Before you even agree to let me tell it, sit down with me for dinner one night and let me pitch you my idea. And if you never want to hear from me again, I'll leave you alone. So the night before Thanksgiving, we met for dinner in his hometown. It was on the way. My girlfriend lives in Columbus. So I drove separately, stopped to meet him in Worcester. We had a nice Italian dinner, pitched him my idea. He was all in. He told me the spark notes of his life story. And then we talked on the phone a couple times. I went to his house, interviewed him, met his wife, his kid, spoke to some of his friends and family. And once I got all that together, I started talking with some people from the Steelers who were able to connect me with James Harrison's PR team. And I was hoping for a Zoom call, Joe.
Yeah.
And the fact that he agreed to meet for dinner, he said, I get to pick the place. And I was like, dude, no problem. And so we picked a place right by, you know, that he's familiar with, that he really likes. And we were able to get a good reservation and they reserved us a semi-private room so we could bring a photographer there. We had the lighting perfect. I had them both mic'd up for the whole dinner.
Hold on a second here.
The first half an hour. Yeah.
Hold on a second. It's okay to say the place because you said it in your story. It's the Napa Prime Chop House and Cigar Bar in Marshall. That's a place that James goes to. He likes it there, huh?
That's his spot. Yeah, he loves it there. So he said he would do it if we went there. And I said, yeah, no.
He said right
didn't
away.
Didn't even think twice.
He wasn't like, yeah, who the hell are you and why would you want to do this?
I talked to his publicist on a Monday. And then the next day, I get a call while I was at the gym. And she called me back immediately and was like, yeah, he'll do it. Like, I'm like out of breath because I was like, I couldn't, like, I hopped off the treadmill instantly, answered the call. I was like, yeah, is he in? Is he in? And she said yes. And so we set that up. That whole week, I was just waiting for something to go wrong. I was waiting for him to have to reschedule or back out. And I told Nate about it. And he was super excited. He called off work to go do the dinner, which, I mean, big thank you to him for doing that. And yeah, we showed up an hour early. We set everything up. They couldn't have been more accommodating for us. And then James showed up for our reservation at 7, right on the nose. And he sat there and ate food with us until 9:30 p.m. So it was an incredible night and made it very easy for me to tell this story.
Wow. That, my friends, is old school journalism. Now, did he light up a cigar right away? And was it awkward when they first met?
No, there was no cigars. There was no drinking, which is pretty incredible when you look at the bill. There was nothing, none of that involved, and still we reached pretty high numbers. But in all seriousness, no, it wasn't awkward at all. It was actually the opposite. I was worried about it being awkward. I spent a couple of days just jotting down ideas on how to forward the conversation in case it ever got stale. But when he turned the corner and met Nate for the first time, he being Harrison, he just took over the interview. And thank God I had them both mic'd up. I didn't say a word for the first 10 minutes when they sat down and just started shooting the breeze. They were both going back and forth, talking about the incident, asking each other about where they are in life. It wasn't until they had ordered their food where I said, hey, do you mind if I ask you guys a couple of questions? And got to ask a whole bunch. And it went super smooth. Harrison, a guy who, you know, I've been told is can be a little tough to deal with media wise at times. He couldn't have been more accommodating, and he was so interested in what Nathan Mallett had to say about his life story. He was laughing. I mean, we had so many people looking over at our table the whole time, and how could you not?
Right. Because
there's cameras there and lighting and everything, and they're just laughing and having like a great time. It looked like two friends who had known each other for a long time.
The photos are fabulous. They really help make the story. Of course, one of the photos too is from that game 20 years ago where it was a blowout win for the Steelers, and this dude runs onto the field and James Harrison just absolutely body slammed him. Intern Dom, I'm imagining your curiosity is piqued, and I would hate to leave you out of the conversation. Would you like to ask a question?
Yeah, Noah, I'm curious. When you have an idea like this for a story, I'm assuming that you knew it was going to be a good story, but did you expect it to blow up as much as it did? I mean, this went viral. Viral. Did you think it was going to become like that?
I didn't know it'd get this big. I mean, you never know when it's going to be that big. I had a feeling that it was going to be big, yes. I mean, there's been a couple of ones that I've written. I thought the pony one would do well, and it did. I thought the Army-Navy stuff that we did would go well, and it did. But, I mean, I had a feeling just the way everything lined up with it being Christmas time, with it being the exact 20-year anniversary, Steelers, Browns. I mean, we have a pretty marquee name attached to this headline that's going to help with like SEO purposes. But I mean, if you look, our
SEO
video
being
vertical
strength,
story.
Strength of engagement? Strength?
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah, like, yeah, the headline. Yeah. Just like stuff that helps for like web searching and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just a compelling story. And then if I thought it would spread well, but I mean, our video element to the story has received over 2 million views across all platforms. It's the highest viewed YouTube video on the Post Gazette's channel now. I think it's the highest viewed video on our Facebook channel as well. So, and it's probably the most read story I've ever written as far as online is concerned. So you never can imagine those type of numbers, but I had a feeling it was going to be pretty big.
Noah Hiles of the Post Gazette wrote the story. James Harrison reuniting with the fan he body slammed in Cleveland all those years ago. They went out recently for dinner with Noah at the Napa Prime Chop House and Cigar Bar. Just tremendous stuff. So I have a couple more questions here. One is the part where you told of how Mallett decided he sort of premeditated that he was going to do this during the game, had been drinking for, it seemed like, 24 hours. If you could give us the cliff notes on how it came to be that he wound up on the field.
Yeah, so his birthday is December 23rd. He had a whole bunch of friends over at his house that night. They all got pretty tuned up. He never went to bed. He just kept the party going. They showed up to tailgate for the Browns game before the tailgate lots open. So they were drinking in their vehicle, waiting. Then they tailgate. Then they get into the stadium. If you remember, Joe, as I'm sure you do, the Steelers were a loss away from not making the playoffs that season. So the Browns fans were hoping to end the Steelers season on Christmas Eve, and it did not go well. They lost that game 41-0. And as the game was going on and the liquor kept flowing, he convinced himself that he could get to Ben Roethlisberger better than anyone on the Browns defensive line. He started sharing that with his section loaded with Steelers fans, with a security guard. He called his grandmother to tell her he was going to be late for Christmas Eve dinner. That's my favorite part of the story.
Yeah.
Then he handed his ticket stub to a Steelers fan and said, "You're going to remember this day." And I think he was right. I mean, he told a guy to hold his beer, jumped the fence, ran on the field, realized Ben Roethlisberger had been on the bench since the third quarter because it was 41-0, tried to tackle Verron Haynes, missed, got pushed by Kennard Lang back to the sideline, starts jumping up and down, hearing the fans cheering, and the next thing he knows was the quote, my favorite quote of the story is, "Next thing I know, I'm on the ground and James Harrison standing over top of me."
Wow.
An incredible story, yes.
What do you make of this, intern Dom?
No, it's incredible. And I love that, you know, you mentioned the journalistic aspect of this.
Yes.
This is like hardcore, legitimate journalism.
Yes.
That is, when done well, as it was, it leads to an already great story turning even better.
There will always be a place, no matter what. And by the way, AI can't do this. AI couldn't do this. There will always be a place for a well-told story. And this one is really well told. I guess my last question is, briefly, Mallett's life since then. How soon did he get sober after the Harrison incident? And what does he do now?
So for the next couple of years, that incident kind of just enabled him to party harder and continue being a drunken fool, because everyone thought it was a joke. Everyone thought it was funny. And then one day he crossed the line, got into a bar fight 4 years later. And he was still on probation from the Browns incident. So he got sentenced to 60 days in jail. And on that first day of jail, I'll never forget this description. He said, there was frost covering the windows. You couldn't see the outside. And I just knew that this wasn't for me. And he got sober, got out of jail, walked home from jail. On the walk home, found a job at a restaurant, committed to a life of sobriety. He's now married, met his wife at that restaurant. They work there together. Mm. They've been married for 11 years now, together for 15. They have an 8-year-old son. They're actually attending their first Browns game as a family this Sunday. He works for himself. He's a painter. He paints commercial buildings and houses. They own their own home. He's got his whole life together, all because of this incident. It's pretty incredible.
What did you eat? A nice big fat steak? Maybe some dessert?
No. I just had a nice little bowl of lobster bisque and a salad.
How about James? What did James indulge in?
He had more than a lobster bisque scoop and a salad. I'll say that. He had a nice New York strip served King Oscar style, had some good side. He ate well, and so did Nathan. He actually ordered for Nathan. That was kind of cool, too. We have some good photos of them looking over the menu together. It was a truly surreal day. I never, ever thought I would have an opportunity to tell a story like that.
Are you curious about the dessert part, intern Dom? Should I pursue that or no?
I think if you want to be a good journalist, you have to pursue that.
Yeah, was there dessert ordered on each side or no?
There was, yes. Pecan pie for the All-Pro, and then everyone else just kind of had some coffee, I think.
So. And Harrison, I imagine, looks like he can still play, yes?
Yes, he sure does. That was the intro line. He's like, "You look a lot different than the last time I saw you." And Nathan just replied, "You look exactly the same."
That's great. Yeah. Constrictor, I mean, this is spectacular stuff. You're right where you need to be, I think. You're doing a great job. Your stories have been phenomenal.
Thank you, Joe. That means a lot from anyone, but especially from you, man. That's really cool to hear. Thank you.
Keep up the great work. That's Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. Follow him over at postgazette.com. Thanks, man, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Dom, what do you make of that? And did we leave anything out?
No, I was thinking maybe ask him like what his next story could possibly be, but I think
that
it's
would
better.
Give it away. Yeah.
I like genuinely, and I'm not just saying this, like this is, I love that Noah does this now because
yeah,
we can look forward to every story that he does. Story he has done has blown up and has been great.
Yeah. And this is it investigative? I guess, sort of. It's just great reporting.
It's good journalism.
And there will always be a place for that. Like I said, I'm looking forward to his next piece. All right, Dom. Do you have any hot takes you'd like to share next? Can I tease to Dom's horrible hot takes?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a couple. And then we have Kabali. What time is it? 3:30, right? We have Kabali at 4?
We have Kabali at 4, correct.
And when's the show over?
6.
My God, we're going to have a lot of time to fill after that. I have treats for you, too, though. Don't you forget about that. We're going to make predictions. Donnie and Austin need to weigh in with their predictions. I need to send them the list of games, and then they need to weigh in.
Yeah, get on top of that. And no more thumbs up. I know you were telling me don't do a thumbs up anymore.
Yes, I'm asking a question on live radio, and you're giving me a thumbs up that doesn't.
Well,
of the people can't hear that.
Yeah, but it wasn't you weren't asking me a question to respond, and I didn't want to jump on top of the interview, so I thought a thumbs up was fine.
So
and then
awkward
you started,
silence when you giving a thumbs up was better?
It wasn't awkward silence.
It was completely awkward.
No, it was not. Maybe you felt awkward because you were
awkward.
Yelling at me, but it was silent for like 2 seconds, and then Noah continued.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It is indeed 3:31. Time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Officially no TJ Watt now, Tom Pelissero reporting. That's not surprising to me. Were you encouraged by what transpired this week, Dom? How could you not be? He was actually there. He was participating in some on-field work, although it seemed like at the beginning, according to people there, it wasn't like he was ripping through pass rush moves at 100%. But I think all of this is encouraging, and my bet would be, knowing nothing at this point, you know, hard and fast info, that he'd be around for the playoffs.
100%.
Or the Ravens game, if it matters.
Sure, I agree with that. If that comes down to the division, I think he'll play. Yeah, of course it's encouraging. First and foremost, you know, most importantly is him as the person, so I want to make sure they're as cautious as possible so that he's fine. So I'm glad that the Browns are the team the Steelers play this weekend, so he gets another week off to try and get to as close to 100% as he can.
Eccles and Austin also out for this game, I might add. So, man, I'm looking at some highlights of I was looking up Myles Garrett stuff and TJ Watt stuff heading into the game, and then JJ Watt. There's a tweet out here, football's greatest moments. In 2014, listen to this. JJ Watt had 20.5 sacks, 29 tackles for loss, 51 quarterback hits, an interception, and 5 touchdowns. 5 touchdowns? That season has to be the greatest defensive season in the history of the league.
And he should have won MVP that year.
How do you know who won?
I don't know. It wasn't him, and he should have won it. What year was that, 2015?
I just said 2014.
2014, was that Brady or Rodgers?
Probably. Let's find out here.
But it should have been
JJ
Watt.
An interior defensive lineman get 5 touchdowns to go along with 20.5 sacks. I mean, I think you're right. It was Rodgers at 38 touchdowns and 5 picks, and J.J. Watt was second. Aaron Rodgers got 31 votes. J.J. Watt got 13. And then if you get who finished third, I'll take you, Donnie, and Austin to a steak dinner.
Okay, now this is important.
I'll even tell you it was a running back.
2014. Oh.
Oh, my God. If you get this, I'm going to
I'm not looking at the computer. It was the Cowboys running back that year, wasn't it? Oh my God, what was his name?
You're cheating.
Joe, I swear to God above, I'm not cheating.
5.
Was it DeMarco Murray?
Computer's on back
Joe,
there, you
I swear
liar.
To God, you can come in and look. I
then
swear to God.
I'm coming in looking. Keep talking.
I swear to God, I knew this because A, I have football knowledge, and B, I'm telling you, come on in. You can look at my computer. Those are the show notes.
Let me see your phone.
My phone?
Turn your phone over and don't touch it.
There is nothing on my phone. I swear to God. There is proof here. There is nothing on the computer, nothing on my phone. Oh, my God. You owe me, Donnie, and Austin a steak dinner. Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow is all I have to say to that. DeMarco Murray. You
Let's
got
go!
That.
Let's
Wait a second.
Go.
Something's awfully fishy here. Did I tell you it was a running back?
I don't even remember.
But you first guessed Manning or Brady.
No,
I told you
no.
It was Rodgers. Why wouldn't you have guessed Manning or Brady as third then?
Because if you said if you can guess third, I'm assuming it's not Tom Brady if it's somebody that I can't guess. You owe me a steak dinner. And Donnie. And Austin.
All right. You did it.
Let's go.
You did it. A spring dinner?
I don't care when it is.
Yeah.
I just want a nice steak dinner.
How long are you in town till?
Second weekend in January.
Yeah.
Got about 2 more weeks.
Okay. We might do it before the end of that. That'll actually be fun.
Yes, it will. If you're paying, it'll be great.
It ain't going to be what James Harrison got, I'll tell you that. But I'll have some limits on you guys financially, and I'll set you up. That is unbelievable. DeMarco Murray. All right, it's time for Dom's horrible hot takes. What do you got, big boy?
All right, I got two for you.
Hold on a second. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What did he do that year, by the way? DeMarco Murray.
I think he led the league in rushing.
1,845 yards? And he made 57 catches. He was well over 2,000 scrimmage yards. Wow. And he had 13 touchdowns. How did he should have won it.
Honestly, I think JJ should have won it. DeMarco Murray might have been second. Or should have been second. And then it's always the quarterback. I hate that. Pisses me off.
You want to go double or nothing with who was fourth?
Nope. Not at all. Not at all.
Tony Romo.
Wow. What a year for the Cowboys.
Yeah, they probably lost a playoff game that year, too.
Well, that was the year they lost to Green Bay on the Dez Bryant catch.
That's right. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy with a chance of rain. A low of 46, and I can't think of anybody whose number is 46. Can you? Dom?
Now this I'm looking up.
We don't have to look it up.
Pettit?
Sure. All right, your horrible hot takes. It's time for that. What do you got?
All right, first one. So clearly I have good football knowledge.
Clearly.
So I know right here, right now, which team is coming out of the NFC. I just know it. There's no doubt in my mind. It's a foregone conclusion. I'll give you one guess as to who you think, I think, and know is coming out of the NFC and making the Super Bowl.
Well, earlier today you said that originally you had the Eagles and you didn't think that anymore, so I'm going to strike them. There's no way it's the Packers. They're just not good enough. You're not going to say the Panthers because everybody would laugh at you again. So it comes down to the Seahawks. I think you're going to say the Niners, aren't you?
Is that what you think?
Yes.
Incorrect. The team coming out of the NFC this year, no doubt at all, is the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears right now are the best team in the NFC. By the way, might be the best team in football, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. First of all, Caleb Williams, nobody was more right about him. I said 3 years ago he'd be better than Patrick Mahomes. Everybody laughed, and now he's better than Patrick Mahomes. 3,400 yards, 23 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions, and now he's dating some 28-year-old model who's really hot. So Caleb Williams is just winning everywhere.
Hold on. He's having a better year than Patrick Mahomes, but so is, like, everybody else. Like, Joe Flacco had a better year than Patrick Mahomes.
Your point?
You're saying he's better right now than Pat? You'd rather have him than Patrick Mahomes moving forward?
Oh, yeah.
You've lost your mind.
No, you've lost your mind.
Hence, I love the pointing. I love the angry pointing.
Caleb
if only
Williams
people could see you. Right.
Has more touchdowns than Mahomes. Less interceptions.
Right.
Same quarterback rating.
I get it.
He's more clutch this year
than
Mahomes.
You're the only person on planet Earth who would take Caleb Williams over Patrick Mahomes right now if you were starting a franchise.
Would you rather 11-4 in division winner?
Of course.
Or 6-8 and miss the playoffs?
Yes.
I'll take the guy that's right now.
Is he better than Joe Burrow?
Well, no.
Nobody's better
than Joe Burrow. No, he was not.
Caleb Williams was not better than Joe Burrow
this year? Joe Burrow was the best quarterback in football this year, again, after all the injuries he faced. He came back on the Thanksgiving night game, blew out the Ravens, should have beaten the Bills. That wasn't his fault.
Oh, no, it wasn't his fault, other than the consecutive pick sixes he threw.
The second one wasn't his fault. It got tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Whose fault is that?
Josh Allen. What do you mean, whose fault is that?
Joe Burrow has 12 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
He was injured, Joe. He missed 3/4 of the season.
So is Mahomes.
No, he wasn't. Mahomes just missed. He's missed the last two games.
He doesn't have a leg left anymore. What are you talking about?
Mahomes played most of the season.
Carson Wentz was as good as Joe Burrow this year. Anyway, go ahead.
Stop it. No, Caleb Williams has been great. Like I said, the Bears are 11-4. They've won 7 of their last 8. Statistically, have the best offense in football since week 2. Lead the NFL in takeaways, lead the NFL in turnover differential. They have the best run game statistically in the NFC. 6 game-winning drives, 7-2 in one-score games. They can beat anybody, quite frankly. And they have a big Sunday night game against the 49ers this weekend. I think they're going to win that. I'm telling you, Joe, Bears, they're going to the Super Bowl.
I don't think that's the craziest take, but Here's the thing that threw the NFC off kilter was the Rams losing that game. A lot of things may have changed. Like, I think Matthew Stafford should be a shoe-in MVP, or at least I thought so. 40 touchdowns and 5 picks.
He's been excellent. The Rams are
the best team in football, except they're not the best team in football by record now. They might have to go in as a wild card. So that really changes the configuration there in the NFC. I thought they were going to maybe get the only first round bye, be set up nice for throwing the ball on their home field a couple times, save Stafford the beating of a playoff game, and now everything has changed. So I don't think you're crazy. I don't think you're right, but I don't think you're crazy. What's Dom's horrible hot take number two?
Well, this one's not even a hot take. This is just a fact. So everybody's talking about, what are the Steelers going to do at quarterback in 2026? And everybody's throwing out names. Mason Rudolph and Will Howard and Kirk Cousins, get a quarterback. No. It's so obvious to me what the Steelers should do at quarterback in 2026. So painfully obvious.
Let me guess.
And nobody's talking about it. Take your guess.
You're going to say Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray would be plan B.
Oh my God.
If plan A doesn't work, I would take Kyler Murray, won the Heisman, maybe the best college quarterback I've ever seen behind Joe Burrow, back-to-back Pro Bowls, took the Cardinals to the playoffs, which nobody
Johnny
does.
Johnny Football was a good college quarterback, too. What are you going to say here? Are you going to say they need to trade for...
Oh, it is a trade.
Daniel Jones?
No. We can do better than that.
Cam Ward?
Nope, we can do better than that.
Are you a Bryce Young fan?
Nope, we can do better than that.
And if you tell me Tua, you're off the air
for good. There's a guy, one of the best quarterbacks in football, who will be available this offseason. And it's pretty much a fact at this point he'll be available.
All right, tell me.
The Steelers in 2026, their quarterback should be Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow.
He is not going to be available.
Yes, he is.
He is not
Mike
going
Florio
to be available.
Mike Florio put out a story this past weekend where he had two interesting nuggets. First of all, he said, Florio believes Joe Burrow wants to be traded, but doesn't want to publicly request one, which means he wants out. Two, he said if Joe Burrow wasn't from Ohio, he would have pulled an Eli Manning and refused to play for the Bengals if they drafted him, which means he didn't want to be there in the first place, and he sure as F doesn't want to be there now.
Now, so, he got them to sign Chase and Higgins. He's just going to take off on them?
Yes.
No.
He has every right to.
He is by far
the best quarterback in football and is in a terrible spot.
Now you really have lost your mind.
So,
sadly,
if he is available this offseason, the Steelers should just go to the Bengals and say, we'll give you every first round pick the next 10 years. We'll give you Joe Starkey. We'll give you Permanis and we'll give you the river. And we want Joe Burrow. I don't care what it takes. You make it happen. Joe Burrow should be the Steelers quarterback in next year. No doubt at all.
Now, with all right, the Bengals, I get it.
Now, would the Bengals trade him in division? I don't know. If you blow them away, I think
the chance
would.
Of that happening is less than 0%. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback here.
I disagree. I think if he plays next year, it's in Minnesota.
What?
Yeah, I strongly feel that.
I don't know, man. All signs to me are that he seems to love it here. They actually have some young talent around him. With a chance to get more. You know, they've got some talented young guys on their roster. Everything has changed over there, in my humble opinion. All right. Thank you, Dom, for your terrible hot takes. They certainly lived up to their billing.
Thank you, Joe.
When is Cabali coming in?
In about 10 minutes.
Oh, I thought he was coming in at 5.
No, I told you during the break he's not coming in. He's going to be on the video call, which you can watch
on
Twitter and YouTube.
I had a lot of things on my mind during the break.
All right, God bless.
All right, so he'll be in during the break. We can break this all down with him. Is he going to want to talk about loser Blue Wig?
Maybe briefly, but then we can talk about more important people.
Okay. And then at 5, can we talk a little Pirates?
Please.
I mean, this is significant. I'm sorry. They went out and signed 2 All-Stars in a week? That's significant to me. You?
Yeah. And I said it on Twitter, and I called a couple people out and got in trouble for that. But I go Buccos, baby.
Who'd you call out?
You want me to save it for 5 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Big-time media person here in the city.
Not Pomp again, was it?
No, it wasn't Pomp. It was not Pomp. What I can say is that Pitt plays East Carolina in the Go Bowling Military Bowl tomorrow.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.